My name is Rochelle Benarski. I'm a sophomore at SDSU. I'm a bio major, and I'm minoring in French. I was born and raised in San Diego, and I went to Claremont High School. I was on the cheer squad for 4 years, and I was president of the Film Academy and the French Club. I try to be an active person. I surf a lot, and I love the outdoors. Ever since I was a little girl, my parents have taken me and my brother on a lot of trips, like camping, and we went down to Mexico a lot, like Rosarito and San Felipe. I can't wait for winter to start this year so I can go snowboarding, because I bought a new snowboard for the season, and I'm really excited about it. I love living in San Diego. I think there is no other place more beautiful in the world, and there is so much to do here if you have the time and the energy. Like, you can go snorkeling or kayaking or just walk around at the beach. You can go to Balboa Park and visit some museums or the zoo, or they have a merry-go-round there that's pretty cool if anyone hasn't checked that out. The list goes on, and I feel so lucky to have been born here. I work at Cloud9 Shuttle as a dispatcher. If you don't know what that is, we do, like, transportation and stuff to the airport. We have buses and limos, and we're pretty much a transportation company. My coworkers get really stressed out a lot, pretty much every day, and start throwing phones and stuff, but I'm really not a stressed out person. I'm actually kind of relaxed. My biggest problem is that I procrastinate a lot, which is really actually becoming a problem for this class because there's like no time for anything, but I'm working on it and I'm sure I'll get through it. I'm actually really lucky that I have the group that I do because we rock physics, and I would already have killed myself in this class without them. It really surprised me how smart my group members are. Not that I expected them to be dumb, but just as people, every single one of them is like a genius. And you know, we really have a diverse group of people, which helps a lot when we do our homeworks and stuff, because if like four of us are stuck on a problem, then the other one comes through in like a miracle and solves it with like the most simple explanation. It's quite amazing. Physics is important to me because I feel like if I can master physics, then I'm pretty much a genius and can do anything in the world. Probably the most important thing that Tony has said this entire semester so far is to do the examples. I'm telling you, as soon as I started doing them, I started learning a lot more. I took a physics class last semester, and it was a lot faster paced than this class, but we didn't go into the detail that this class does, so it's a little different. I have a lot of plans for my future, and I'm really excited to start my upper division classes. So far, college has been good for me. It was a little hard in the beginning because you think that your high school would prepare you for your college, but they really don't, especially my high school. So it was a little difficult at first getting used to it actually having to work for your grades. And it is still hard because college is really a lot of work. In even the most simple classes, you know, that the ones that you take to raise your GPA, they never are as easy as they seem. So I guess what I've learned from college so far really is that you do way better in the classes that you're actually interested in. Probably because you want to pay attention, but besides that, I've learned that you really have to pick your professors wisely also, because that's really important. The professor really makes the class. I chose biology as a major because I want to go to medical school, and I've always been really interested in biology and mainly how our bodies work. At first, I was admitted to SDSU as a liberal studies major, and then I switched to undecided at orientation. Then I was seriously considering a film major, but I had a choice to make, and I decided to just go for it and shoot for med school. What I really want to do is help people. I really, really, really want to participate in a program like Doctors Without Borders and help those that would otherwise be hopeless. I think that the world is missing that. People are always so concerned about themselves that it makes me sick. I've heard a lot about how dangerous it would be to, you know, be sent to a country where there is, say, guerrilla warfare, but, you know, what about the people that have to live there? If I go for like a 6-week tour and jeopardize myself and my safety for that minuscule amount of time, it pales in comparison to the people that have to wake up every morning not knowing if they're going to live through tomorrow. And how can I be content in having the tools to help these people in the most vital of ways and not doing anything about it? Whatever country these people in need come from, it's all the same. We all bleed the same way. So as you can see, I'm really motivated to go all the way with this path that I'm on, but it's one step at a time, one mastering physics at a time, one group meeting at a time, and then one semester at a time, and then one year at a time, and on and on, and before you know it, I'll be at the end, looking back on the canyons and the mountains I cross at every hurdle and every step, and that would probably be the happiest day of my life. So I keep my eye on the prize, and I never lose my sight.